You're listening to the audio production of Waking Up to the Goodness of God, 40 Days Toward Healing and Wholeness by Susie Larson, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author. To my friends, for daring me to look for and find God's goodness in and all around me, I'm forever grateful. Thank you. And to Kev, who displays God's patience and kindness every single day. I love you, honey. Introduction. Bracing for impact. I've lived much of my adult life bracing for impact. I love Jesus. I worship him. I enjoy him and spend hours in his word. So how is it possible to pursue Jesus earnestly, yet simultaneously live with elbows locked? Though I loved my times with Jesus, I had developed a posture of self-protection, just waiting for the next storm to hit. I welcomed God's presence, but I didn't always trust him to protect me. Perhaps you've heard my story and know I've battled Lyme disease for more than 3 decades. Because of the cyclical nature of the illness, I really never know when a surge of symptoms is about to blindside me or knock me off my feet. Though God has allowed me to do much for him amid my physical weakness, for years, I often felt like an outsider. I noticed that others enjoyed life in a way I couldn't relate to, in a way I longed to. I had moments of reprieve, and I jumped for joy and gratitude. But more often than not, I felt crummy. Many days, I found a way to be faithful and grateful and to stand on God's word when it seemed no breakthrough was in sight. And many, many times, God met me with his peace, compassion, and comfort. Oh, how I love him. But to be honest, deep in the recesses of my soul, unbeknownst to me, lived a certain distrust of and disappointment in God. At first, I didn't identify it as such. I didn't connect bracing for impact with distrusting God. I just thought it was the natural result of living with an unpredictable disease for many years. Then one day, God showed me my heart in a way I could not deny. I realized I was disappointed in him, hurt by him. Not enough to walk away from him, where would I go? But enough to rob me of the gift of expectancy. Did God shun me? No. He mobilized a group of women to march with me to freedom, wholeness, and healing. My friend Maria said something I'll never forget. Remember what the psalmist said? Surely, only goodness and mercy follow me. Surely they do. She said, if you don't live with a sense of expectancy, wondering what good thing God is up to in and around you, that's a sign that you need healing, truth, and a renewed perspective. It's proof that something is out of alignment in your belief system.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?